الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. بعد كتير إن شاء الله بس four principles of عقيدة نعم شهد as in second excuse for worshiping. They say we never called them, we never invoked them, we never directed our face to them, taking them as gods, but we only wanted them to provide us the closeness to Allah and to intercede to us, intercede for us before Allah. Then he said, and the dalil for that is ayah 3 from Surah Al-Zumar. The dalil for that is where Allah Ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفى. They said we worship not, we worship them not. نعم. But to bring us close to Allah. إن الله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة. إن الله يحكم بينهم بما هم فيه يختلفون إن الله لا يهدي من هو كاذب كفار. Is it not to Allah as Allah تعالى said ألا لله الدين الخالص والذين Is it not to Allah that sincere devotion is due but those who take for protector only serve them in order that they may bring us nearer to Allah. So they say we don't worship them for them as gods, but we worship them so they bring us nearer to Allah. Truly Allah will judge between them and that wherein they differ, but Allah guides not such as are false and ungrateful. So this ayah is very clear that these people, people of Quraysh, did not worship Hubal and Lat Uzza for it as a god in their belief. Sorry, for it as يعني for it as a creator or sustainer or, but to elevate them nearer or closer to Allah. That's what their aim. Did Allah accept that from them?
No.
No. Allah rejected. Allah doesn't want from you to take any يعني any partner with him, no mediators. Who takes the one who takes mediators? No.
So what is the mediator if you don't tell the mediator? So what about Ahmad Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Is a mediator?
Mediator in conveying his message. Muhammad, Nuh, Ibrahim, all the prophets are mediators, but in the meaning of this direction.
Message.
The message. The message coming to us. But and it doesn't go the other way around. Our deeds go through Muhammad? No. Our deeds does not go through to Allah through Muhammad. But it goes from us direct to him, to Allah, isn't it? And that's what Allah Ta'ala wants from you. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ. Now this ayah, look at this ayah. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ and they ask you, who is you here? Allah is saying, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. Who is you? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? Am I right? Or it is you? You? No, it is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. Look at this. Now this ayah in the term of dua. Of dua. فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. I am close to them. أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعاني. I respond to the call of one who calls me. What is clearer than this? He is directing the speech to him. He did not say, then bring me their requests. Allah Ta'ala did not say to Muhammad, bring me their requests. Jazakallah. But Allah rather said what? Huh? But Allah answered saying, let them call me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. Now, you have to call him alone, not with any others, not through any others.
This is my deed will become direct.
Yes, of course. Of course, your deed direct to Allah. Direct to Allah, now.
Other deeds they use, they say, Al-Isra wal Mi'raj.
Ayyu.
He left Salat, the eyes of the Prophet.
Sahih.
And from the Salat was made wajib, Musa alayhi salam, in Shafa'a for us, they say.
Huh?
It was 50.
Yeah,
so they are called bravely.
Yeah.
But you call them the Qubur.
No.
So when they use the crowd with right as a dream,
it's not a delir, because you say, okay, do you believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to Baytul Maqdis?
Yes, yes.
And then to the heavens?
Yes.
And then they turned to Mecca in one night. Can this possible? Can this be possible to our scales?
No.
Can a man with his proper power go from Mecca to Baytul Maqdis in 1 month, in 1 night?
Yeah.
This is the distance that Quraysh used to cut in 1 month. Only one way. And then be raised to the heavens, elevated, ascended to the heavens. And all this happened in 1 night. Then we say, if this is a special thing that Allah Ta'ala gave to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, ya ikhwan, let me tell you this. Was Muhammad a mu'min like us or not?
Yeah.
If they say no, then they have to bring the proof that Muhammad wasn't mu'min. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, مَا أَنَا إِلَّا رَجُلٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, indeed, I'm only a man like you. And he said, he's not an angel, he's not this. So, now, if he is human like us, where was he ascended to? Which heavens? He was ascended to the seventh heavens and to Sidrat al-Muntaha, where even Jibreel cannot go beyond. And he went beyond by the command of Allah. Now, can anybody fly like this without nothing? Without oxygen cylinder or through the air? What will happen?
You die.
You die, isn't it? You die. So how this happened to Rasulullah? Did Rasulullah wear a space suit? Huh? It's a special thing, special from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala made him to be able to go all this height. Without having any difficulty of breath. We were elevated, but this is special. How all prophets were gathered in Baytul Maqdis. going to lead the prayer. He led the prayer of all the prophets. How come all they were there? Allah Ta'ala's power. Allah Ta'ala's power. Now, do we believe that now after Rasulullah led the prayer of all the prophets and messengers there in Bayt al-Maqdis, now buried all there? No, not there.
Separate.
Everyone in his grave where he was buried. Every prophet is where he was buried. As the Prophet ﷺ said, verily Allah commanded the earth not to destroy the prophet's bodies. The prophet's bodies cannot be destroyed. It remains until the day of resurrection as it. Now, so this is a special case. He was they believe in the elevation. Although any one of us now, because no oxygen and the pressure is high, and this, you know, so how Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in those days, unless they say they don't believe in this incident, then that's a different thing. If they don't believe, that's a different thing. And we say we want to speak to you now about Islam from beginning, like any kafir. Because it's a rejection to the Quran. There is a surah in the Quran called Surah Al-Isra. Now, how he spoke to the prophets? It's Allah Ta'ala's ability, it's Allah's power. Now, did Musa intercede? Musa did not intercede. Musa advised Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got the command from Allah to convey to his ummah to pray 50 prayers a day, he came down where? Which heavens? The seventh who was there? Why Ibrahim did it then? Yani Musa knows Ibrahim. It's Allah's will, ya akhi. It's Allah's will. We cannot interfere in that and say why. A believer doesn't say why. A believer say amanna. Amanna. That's what is the meaning of believe? Believe to accept, and that's it. Whether you understand it or you don't understand it. It's the faith. Whether you understand it or you don't understand it. If the belief is only upon what you understand, then this is not belief, this is a kufr.
Yeah.
This is a kufr. So, Allah Ta'ala told us that. And the Prophet ﷺ told us that we have to accept. We have to accept. Now, then, Imam Muhammad Abdul Arab said that the Shafa'a, that the Kuffar say, even many Muslims today, they say we only ask the Wali for Shafa'a. We ask Nabi for Shafa'a. We say, no. Shafa'a is not to be asked from the intercessors. Shafa'a to be asked from the owner of the Shafa'a. Owner of the Shafa'a. What did Allah Ta'ala say in the Quran? About Shafa'a? قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جميعا. قل لله الشفاعة جميعا له ملك السماوات والأرض ثم إليه ترجعون. Say O Muhammad, to Allah belongs exclusively the right to grant intercession. To him belongs the dominion of the heavens and earth. So, Shafa'a belongs to whom? Allah. You ask it from whom? Honor or from others? You want the shafa'ah, you ask it from whom? The honor, isn't it? The honor. He is only the intercessor. You have to ask it from Allah, not from any others, even from him. You can't ask it from him because it belongs to Allah. Now, Allah Ta'ala said about these kuffar, about these idols, about these awliya, about the prophets and messengers, what Allah Ta'ala said. لا يملكون لا يشفعون ولا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى لا يشفعون إلا لمن ارتضى. سلام يا أخوان. No, Allah is the owner of intercession.
Yeah,
he's the owner of it.
Yeah.
All the intercessors cannot intercede except when Allah Ta'ala permits.
He's not the
intercessor. There is an intercession for Allah in the hadith, after all intercessors do intercede, then Allah Ta'ala says, as in the hadith, the angels intercede, prophets intercede, the awliya intercede, the martyrs intercede, and now it is the intercession of رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. يعني
intercession.
And it means that it is يعني if everybody did something to يعني those people, the believers who have committed sins and now they are in the fire for their sins, but they are believers, then Allah Ta'ala will bring out their hearing, the rest of them. But anyway, it does not mean he is interceding to someone else.
Yes.
No?
No.
Okay. So he is the owner of the intercession. The owner of intercession. So how, from whom you ask something owned by someone? You ask it from the one who owns it. Huh? And Allah Ta'ala said in Ayat al-Kursi, من الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. Who is this person? Who is this who see before Allah except with his permission? Except with his permission. Now, why? Because he's the owner of it. Is Muhammad one of the intercessors or not? He's one of the greatest, he's the greatest intercessor on that day. Now, will he intercede without permission? No. In the hadith of the intercession for judgment, when the people go to Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and everybody say, no, I'm not the one for it. And then they come to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, yes, I'm for it. He does not go and say, ya Allah, I intercede. No. He goes and prostrates beneath the throne for long, until Allah Ta'ala says to him, oh Muhammad, raise your head. Intercede will be accepted. That's the way. So we ask it from whom? From Allah, the one who owns it. Now, the Imam is saying here that these people claiming that we don't worship these idols for them as gods, but intercessors. But intercessors. Look what Allah Ta'ala said. As in Surah Yunus, ayah 18. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ ويقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. يقولون هؤلاء شفعاؤنا عند الله. They worship besides Allah those who harm them but never benefit them. Those who never harm them never benefit them. Those who never harm them never benefit them. And they say, these are our intercessors before Allah. يعني we don't worship them for them as gods, but intercessors. But intercessors. Allah Ta'ala said that they cannot bring them any harm, they cannot bring them any good, any benefit. If they cannot bring any benefit, how come they be intercessors? How can they be intercessors? Now, then the Imam said that intercession is of two types. Affirmed and negated intercession. we have a firm intercession. That's confirmed, no doubt. We have to believe in it. But false intercession. While for the true intercession, it is or the false intercession, which is to be asked from other than Allah. For what only Allah can provide. To ask anything from other than Allah, from what Allah of what Allah alone can provide, then this is a false intercession. This is a false intercession, not a true, not a correct intercession. And the dalil for that is ayah 254 in Surah Al-Baqarah. 254 in Surah Al-Baqarah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiyakum yawm la bay'un fihi wala khullatun ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. نعم. When no bargaining will avail. Nor friendship, nor intercession, nor intercession, nor intercession. This is ayah of the Quran, just before ayah al-Kursi, where it mentions the Shafa'ah. Just before ayah al-Kursi, where the Shafa'ah is mentioned. In this ayah, Allah negates Shafa'ah. He said, those, no Shafa'ah for them. No shafa'ah can benefit them. No shafa'ah can be provided for them. والكافرون هم الظالمون. And then Allah Ta'ala named them kafirun. Named them kafirun. Those who reject faith, they are the wrongdoers. Wrongdoers. And then Allah Ta'ala, the ayah of Surah Al-Kursi, the following ayah. As you all know, Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa taqul sayyidu wa nawm. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه إلا بإذنه. نعم. So and then say, the Imam said, and the affirmed shafa'ah, the true shafa'ah, is only asked from Allah, is only asked from Allah. Look at this. A man came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, يا رسول الله ادعو الله أكون رفيقك في الجنة. Oh Messenger, ask Allah to make me your companion in the Jannah, to accompany you in the Jannah. Now is this intercession or not? It's an intercession. He's telling him, intercede for me so I be. What did the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say? أعني على نفسك بكثرة السجود. Help me to obtain that for you by doing a lot of sujood, meaning worshipping Allah. Meaning worshipping Allah. So if you do a lot of sujood, definitely you are going to get the shafa'ah. Because one, you are going to be one of those whom Allah Ta'ala loves. Sujood meaning, يعني be upon what Allah wants you to be upon. You don't make sujood and at the same time you make shirk. Nah. Doesn't benefit. Doesn't benefit. Nah. Nah.
What is the difference between interceding and praying for someone?
And praying? No difference. It's an intercession.
So would you like to pray for someone?
Pray? By dua? No, dua is okay. But to yani for someone to come and ask you, say, no, not make dua. Make dua for me for what? Okay, make dua for me to get the job. This is no problem. But if he comes and says, give me this job. decree this job for me, write it for me, make it to come for me. That's different, isn't it? Yeah. So I'm asking you what you are able to, no problem. No problem. Which is dua. Dua, everyone is able to. And it is something Allah like, isn't it? When you make dua, when you ask Allah to help me, is it something Allah Ta'ala likes or not from you? Sorry? Now, if I ask the deaf person to make dua for me, is this possible?
No.
Is this possible? This person, somebody who passed away, died. Death, not alive. I come speak to the body and say, ask Allah to. It's impossible. That's what we say. These people, the grave worshippers, are calling the dead people. What or whosoever. That is death. Even if they come and say, make dua for me. How can you make dua? It's death. How can you make dua? It's death. No? No. Say again?
You know,
there's a difference between legislation and action. Or that one who took his desire as a god for him, it means he's legislating for himself. There's a difference between the one who commits a sin and see if someone drinks khamr. Is this a sin or not? Is he kafir? No. Somebody who doesn't drink khamr at all, but he says khamr is halal. Kafir, isn't it? Because he's legislating now. That one who is drunk khamr, he's in a major sin, but he's not kafir. He's in a major sin, but he's not a kafir. Why? Because he did not legislate it. He did not make it halal, but he his iman was weak, so he went to that. But his iman is still there. The one who makes kufr, his iman is gone. Why this one went to khamr? Because his iman became weak. You understand this? Why did he fornicate it? Because as the Prophet said, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن.
When he committed that,
no, he's not kafir.
Well, he's committed dinner.
Yeah, he's not kafir, akhi. Who said kafir? The Prophet didn't say that. The Prophet didn't say he's kafir. The Prophet said, the problem, ikhwan, is that you are taking from translated books, translated websites, and you have to learn Arabic to understand the Arabic text, to understand the Arabic scholars who understand it from the Sahaba. This way,
when he's committing dinner,
yeah,
is it that he has no iman in his body at that moment?
No, listen, to make you understand it without any further philosophies, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن ولا يشرب الخمر حين يشرب وهو مؤمن. The one who commits zina, he does not he's not in a state of iman when he commits zina. When the one who steals, is not in a state of iman when he steals. The one who drinks khamr, when he drinks it, is not in a state of iman. Sahaba asked about this. He said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the iman goes above him like this. until he leaves that. Look to this explanation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say he is kafir? Akhi, can't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say he is kafir? Can't. Yani is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam able to say he is kafir or not? He is able. Why didn't he say he is kafir? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when he was asked, yani if Iman is not with him, then he's kafir. He said, no, Iman is elevated on him like a cloud. So does that mean he's kafir? La akhi. Whose Iman is above him like cloud? Whose Iman belongs to him? It's him. So how he belongs, he owns it, but it is not his. How can that be? Huh? This Iman, which is raised above him like a cloud, whose Iman? Now this person, is committing zina, is practicing zina now. Now, belongs to whom? Belongs to him, isn't it? So how it belongs to him, but he's not mu'min?
So he's a kafir.
No, he's not kafir. That's what I'm saying. He's not kafir. But he's a disobedient that time. The Iman does not, you know, be with you because the Iman is pure. Pure and light. And you are in this dirt and darkness. The Iman does not stay with you there.
If he comes back and Toba, then it is alright?
It comes back. That's what Rasulullah said. That's what Rasulullah said. When he finishes and leaves that thing and repents, then the Iman comes back to him. And the Iman comes back to him. No? But it does not. It's still his. If a person curses Allah, he's a Muslim, his name is Ali, somebody calls whatsoever, Ali, Muhammad, Umar, Naam, Muslim, Abdullah, he cursed Allah, he cursed the Quran, he cursed the Prophet, is he kafir or Muslim? What is his Iman? Above him like a cloud? No. Done. Destroyed. Finished. Because this matter does not hold his Iman. You got this? That's the difference between the kufr and the sin, the ma'asiyah. In the ma'asiyah, the Iman leaves his body, but it does not go away, go forever. Go and leave him at all, and it still belongs to him. He still has Iman, but the one who commits the shirk, the kufr, the Iman has finished, burnt, destroyed. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. No. So this is the issue of only here, right? When it comes to the issue of Ayn, when you say the evil eye, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us a few prescriptions for it. In some Muslim countries, people have like amulets and they say, if you put this on you, it protects you from the evil eye. So this makes them fall into the same category as shirk.
Yes, of course. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّمَا التِّوَرَةُ إِنَّمَا التِّوَرَةُ ذكروني إِنَّمَا الرُّقَى وَالتِّوَرَةُ وَالشِّرْكُ يعني أملت الشرك because it is depending on other than Allah for what only Allah can do. That's shirk. Yeah, Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a Sahabi, a Muslim. You think a Sahabi is kafir? With me, akhi. Ikhwan, you don't ask a question and then start getting busy.
No, no,
time is valuable. Giving wrong bag is not going to cause a major problem. But this will make you miss the answer and then you go convey something in from me. Or will keep me going back and back and waste the time of the team. Now, same for the weather. If you ask a question, do not try to use the phone, just concentrate. Right, Ikhwan? Let me just finish with this. I said there was a Sahabi. You think a Sahabi Muslim or a Kafir? The Prophet ﷺ saw a thread on his hand. What did he say to him? He asked him, what is this for? He said, this is for the Wahina. Wahina is an endless takes the hand from up the shoulder to the fingers. He said, then remove it, as it will not increase you except in Wahina. Wahan means weakness. Weakness in your body and weakness in your iman. And then he said to him, and if you die while still it on your hand, or still having it on your hand, meaning you still have the belief in it. Even if you have the belief there, doesn't make no difference. He said to him, then فَمَا أَفْلَحْتَ أَبَدًا, you are not going to be succeeding forever. Meaning, he is going to be in the fire forever. That's shirk. And Isa Salaam said, إِنَّمَا التِّوَلَةُ وَإِنَّمَا Oh, هذا الميكروسكوب. نعم صحيح. وين انا؟ ان الرقى والتمائم والتولة شرك. ان الرقى والتمائم والتولة شرك. These are the omelets. These are shirk. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, because the time for the devil is consumed now. We are going here and there and there. We'll come inshallah. We are focusing on this because this is very important book. We want to finish it. We don't want to go questions about this, about that, about this, inshallah. General questions will make it inshallah at the end of the seminar of today. Now, but if you want to discuss it, have no problem. Otherwise, the person just said it yesterday, write on writing, the question in writing. If the question related to what I am saying now, please don't hesitate to stop me and ask or to bring more clarification or as you like. Correct me.
The question I have now is related to what you were saying. Like friend of Allah, has he got his status with Allah?
Allah has no friends.
Uliya Allah.
That's not a friend. That's how English translation. And that is shame. I always fight against it. How can you say Allah is a friend? In English, what is the meaning of friend to you? What is the friend to you? Just that? You can't do that with the mirror. Is the mirror your friend?
Same level.
Someone you have helped wrong and difficult.
Excellent.
Someone you have helped wrong and helped to.
To translate wali as friend, shame.
Huh?
No, that's wrong. Akhi, how come we say Allah is a friend? Allah is a wali. Allah is a wali. Okay, what is wali? Wali comes. And when we try to explain it, even Arabic, it has many different explanations. First, he's a supporter. First, he's the one who loves you, likes you, doesn't hate you. The one who protects you. The one who provides you whatever you want. The one who. Huh? That's the one. That's the wali.
La,
as we said, Now, your friend is the one who, the best case is, the man gave you the exact definition of a friend. The one who you give help to or offer help to and take help from, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there a friend that you only receive from him, you don't give it?
An equal.
When you say he is my friend, this means you are, and that's why when you tell someone, oh, King Abdullah is my friend, they say, what do you say? There's no room. Now? You know what I mean? But the word friend does not translation or explanation of wali. And ya akhwan, look, I don't know, just for the eyes, the blue eyes of the English, we want to destroy all of our terminologies. Why? I had one day a discussion with a doctor in Jeddah, Saudi doctor, who's involved in Dawah, and in regard to the word God the capital G. What do the Christians mean by God the capital G? What do they mean by God the capital G? Anybody know? La, it's not Isa. It's Allah. Then your main God, right? Your main God, which is Allah. Now, some Muslims are using this terminology. They say, it's wrong. Not God the capital G, Allah. They have to use it as this Allah. And wali, we have to use it like this. Now, do the English people know what is the meaning of Allah? An Englishman who never hears about Islam, never hears about anything, you come and tell him, Allah said. He said, what is Allah? Who is that? Isn't it? It's a new, because Allah is an Arabic word. So
yes.
What are you going to tell him? Oh, it's God the capital G?
Yeah.
Are you going to tell him that?
No.
What are you going to tell him?
Allah.
Yeah, he is asking, what is Allah?
The
one who created you, the one who sustained you. You go on the definition. Why we need always one word to one word? Your language is very poor. You accept it, you don't take it from me. Your language is the poorest language in the world. English language is very poor in meanings. That's the truth. An Arabic language, it's not because of my language, but that's the truth. Arabic language is the richest language and the most rich language in meanings. So we don't take it this way. Translate. That's wrong.
I didn't finish my question.
I have one, sir.
The wali of Allah, and I didn't go to his grave. I saw him in my dream. But I think he asked Allah for me this and this. Is that considered shirk?
That's a dreamy shirk. No, Allah will judge you only for what you do intentionally. A dream is not intention. See if a person from the kids, is he innocent or not? You slept and in the sleeping you had a dream that you slept with the actress so and so, that woman, this woman. Are you innocent? You're not innocent. This is a dream. And when a dream, you saw that you are a prophet. You say, oh, you're a prophet. No, it's a dream. The dream is a dream. But we are talking about real. Yeah, in reality. If you ask the wali who's dead, yeah, that's in reality. And that's why the ulama say, if you see the prophet in your dream, And the Prophet told you, tell the people to celebrate today. Do you go until and we obey you? No? No? Because legislation cannot be taken from dreams. Legislations cannot be taken from dreams. But if you saw the Prophet ﷺ and he described this to an alim and he said, yes, these are exactly how Rasulullah ﷺ looked like. And he said that, he smiled at my face and he said, you are from my companions in the Jannah. This is a glad tidings to you. True. It's a true glad tidings to you. We don't say, no, don't consider. No, it is considered. But when it is a legislation, legislations cannot be taken from. As legislations cannot be taken from dreams, also punishment cannot be applied for dreams. Let's just say something. Is this a legislation or not? How you take it from dream?
No.
No, you don't take it from dream.
Allah
told me that he's going to test me, that he's got
a
blessed rule. So he said, it's a fixed test for me, it's a test. Allah showed me this is going to happen in the future. How do you react to somebody that makes this kind of sense? That's not correct. Because the Prophet ﷺ said that, say, O Muhammad, there is no one who knows the unseen of the heavens and earth but Allah. So if he comes to tell us that, oh, I saw in the dream that Allah Ta'ala told me that in 3 years time there will be earthquake here in this road, Shaykh, keep your dream for you, we don't want it. It's from Shaitan.
What about like when the people in Medina, you would know when some people in Medina, they had a dream that the Prophet was asking them for help, and then the government, they kind of dug and they found the sewage was going to come into the grave of the Prophet and kind of block for someone. Mm-hmm. And then they built like a barricade that divert it.
No, listen, let me tell you the truth. This wasn't a dream. It was real. Three men digged. They digged from outside the mosque and they digged the tunnel to come to the grave of the Prophet ﷺ, and their plan is to take the body. And they were caught and they were killed. And this was during the time of King Saul, beginning of King Saul. And then they built this type of what do you call it? It's a wall, not by concrete, but mixed and many minerals so that nobody can. But it wasn't a dream, it was a real. Now, Wallahu A'lam. As-salam.
Salah
406,
inshallah.
So we can
just summarize this
entitlement,
inshallah.
We haven't yet finished, but inshallah we'll continue after Maghrib. Regard to the Tawbah, inshallah. How many left?
Yes, the dream was taken from dream, and many Muslims they practice
sleep.
And they practice
sleep. Say that?
Yes, Sheikh, so dream that he has to.
I don't know, dream or cream, no problem, but the point is, it is not authentic. 3 days, 3 nights, 40 days, this is not authentic. Not only the days, but even going to give da'wah without having knowledge, that's not correct. Now? يوم القيامة وسيدة في سبيل الله وفي سبيل هذه سبيله. Okay, they want to go في سبيل الله, but not on the سبيل الرسول. They want to go في سبيل الله, but not on the سبيل الرسول. In the ayah of Surah Yusuf, Allah Ta'ala said to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, say, O Muhammad, this is my way. وَالْعَلِي سَبِيلِ أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I call to Allah. I call. That's the way. What is the position of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? To call. That's the duty of the messenger. To call. Is it? عَلَى بَصِيرًا. We cannot debate with them in regard to their intentions. Allah knows best. I don't want to get into this. If they say they are honest, but I say prove your honesty by following Muhammad صلى as Allah Ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يَحْبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad, if you say that you love Allah, you are sincere with Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you. Now, in the other ayah of Surah Yusuf, say, O Muhammad, this is my way, I call to Allah, أَبُنْ Basira. Basira, what is Basira? Knowledge. They don't have knowledge. So are they fi sabilillah now? What is considered fi sabilillah is what? Is upon the light of Allah. Upon the light of Allah. Which he revealed to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it is not, then it is not fi sabilillah. Wallahu A'lam. طيب مستر now just for people if they want to make wudu. والله أعلم صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. إن شاء الله أفتح صلاة المغرب وكنتيني إن شاء الله.